Texans Huddle is presented by Houston Community College, together building Houston's workforce, by Amegy Bank, the A-Bank, and by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big. Here's your host, Drew Doherty.
At long last, NRG Stadium is going to be the spot on Sunday afternoon, well, noon to be exact, when the Texans kick off 2016 against the Chicago Bears. Mark, the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer, how awesome is this? We're here after all this waiting since, what, January 8th, you know, mere hours after the season ended against the Chiefs? We've been waiting, and it's here.
It's finally here, Drew, and it's great because you get regular season action. We like the preseason. Texans 4-0 in the preseason for the first time in franchise history. But now the games count, so you get to see the debut of Brock Osweiler, all those young weapons he's working with, the roster down to 53. 46 will dress, and we'll see how they fare against the Bears, a team they have never lost to in franchise history.
Yeah, one of those statistical oddities, anomalies, whatever you want to say, but the Texans have played well the three or four times they've played against them in their history, like you mentioned. Last time these two teams linked up, 2012, a few holdovers from that squad still here, and those holdovers, mainly on the defensive side of the ball, and they beat up Jay Cutler and company.
Yeah, they certainly did, and Jay Cutler's the lone holdover for the Bears from that matchup, which was a Sunday night slugfest. But most importantly for the Texans, a guy named J.J. Watt, who was on that team, is still on this team, and he's ready to go, Drew. Very important to get Watt out there, practice this week. He might be on some kind of play count. I think it'll be very tough to take him out of the game if he's playing well, but this should be fun to watch.
You say play count. He says, if it's up to me, I wouldn't go by a play count. I feel better than I do, better now than I did all of the second half of last season when he was dealing with a back injury, a groin injury, the broken hand. He says he's feeling 100%, well, maybe not 100%, but much, much better than he did in 2015.
Yeah, and he gave a lot of credit to the Texans athletic trainer Jeff Kaplan and Roland Ramirez, his assistant, also Dr. Walter Lowe and Watt's surgeon, because, look, this was really iffy when he got the last surgery in July, but he's good to go for the Bears on Sunday.
And his return is the HCC Play of the Week.
You want your whole team at full strength. You know, obviously when J.J.'s out there, you have a guy that's a three-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year, and he is a guy that's so important to our team. I mean, I think everybody in here knows that, but it's really important just for everybody to go out there on Sunday and just do their job.
It feels very good to be back out there. You know, as a football player, you love being out there with your teammates. You love competing. You love this time of the year. I may have this every year. You get to miss training camp, have fresh legs for the first week. It's not the worst thing in the world, you know?
How much do you think you'll be able to do based on how you feel right now?
Anything and everything I'm asked. I feel great. I feel no limitations whatsoever. My body actually feels better than it did for the second half of last season, obviously, with everything we were dealing with. So I'm in a pretty good spot.
So, number 99, by all accounts, going to play on Sunday. How much is what we will ultimately see, but it's great to have him back. How does his return impact this defense? Because guys are going to have to play a little bit differently than they did in August.
Well, they led the league in takeaways in the preseason without Watt, and they were really good taking the ball away last year. So this really bodes well for what you're going to see on Sunday. Healthy Jadeveon Clowney. Relatively healthy J.J. Watt, we'll see, as you said. Brian Cushing feeling very good,
looking
playing
spry.
An inside linebacker. You know, so you have a lot of things going for you in that defensive front seven. And what about the secondary, which we've been talking about all offseason long? You got Kevin Johnson healthy. You got your top two guys, Kareem Jackson and Jonathan Joseph. Andre Hale entering year two as a safety. Look, defensively, having Watt with all those other guys who played well in the preseason, it's going to be huge.
A lot to be excited about there on the defensive side of the ball. And the future of Duane Brown, well, he's not coming back this week, but he's been very optimistic if you hear him talk about the return from the quadriceps injury he suffered back in Week 17 against Jacksonville.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of juggling on the O-line right now. And Derek Newton, great to see him back. But, Duane, you want to see the Pro Bowl left tackle back. He says he's on the right track overall.
You know, just taking a day at a time, week at a time right now, it's progressing very well. You know, getting back on the field, doing position-specific things, getting in shape, everything's going great right now. So haven't put a day or a week yet on when we'd be out there, but, you know, just trying to keep it going.
You know, like I said, it's been a long year, so I've come to terms with
just not being disappointed at any time, but knowing there's light at the end of the tunnel, knowing that, you know, I'll be back out there. So the way I feel right now, I'm very optimistic. You know what I mean? It'll always be tough. Every even preseason game, standing on the sideline sucks. You know, watching my guys out there and not being out there, it sucks. But knowing that, you know, I'll be out there eventually, you know, it means everything to me.
Last Saturday, the roster got trimmed from 75 to 53. No major surprises, Mark. But what were some of your Cinderella stories, quote unquote, guys that were maybe undrafted that you didn't think would have made it or didn't think were going to make it but did?
Well, I think Cecil Shorts getting cut was a little bit of a surprise, but because veteran wide receiver meant a lot to the younger guys. So they went really young here at receiver. When you look at DeAndre Hopkins at 24 to be the longest tenured receiver on the roster, then you throw in Jalen Strong and Keith Mumphrey and the two rookies. This is a super young group, Drew. Youngest in franchise history. Also, what about the running backs? If it weren't for old guy Jonathan Grimes, who's 26, oh my gosh, this would be the youngest group, but it's the second youngest running back group. And it's not done. Tight end. Also the youngest group in franchise history. Years past, there was always some sort of elder statesman type like a Jeff Putzier or Rod Rutledge in year one. Anybody remember him?
Pulling names.
Yes. Why not?
The recesses of my mind.
That's what I do.
That's good stuff. You had a great article about that on HoustonTexans.com. Make sure you read it if you haven't already. And one little final add-on to the age stuff.
Yeah.
DeAndre Hopkins is the third oldest receiver in the wide receiver group if you include the guys that are also on practice squad. Quentin Bundridge is older than him, as is Keith Mumphrey by a day. But DeAndre Hopkins, 4 years in the league, but the third oldest guy in the entire room.
And the salty veteran, I think he's ready for this. Yeah. You know, he was with Andre Johnson the first couple of years of his career, which is like a young Jedi hanging out with Yoda. You know, so you have DeAndre Hopkins with a bunch of experience packed into 3 years, kind of compressed in there. I think he's ready for this role.
Cuts were hard, they were. That's my bad, Yoda. Bill O'Brien talked about the process of trimming that roster down.
When we go through that process of the draft or free agency or whatever it is, once they arrive here, we don't care about whether they were drafted, undrafted, how they were acquired, how much money they make. Like, none of that really affects anything. The only thing that we care about is how they operate, how they take care of business, how they play, how they perform on and off the field on a day-to-day basis. And so those guys that you're talking about, I'm not going to get into each one of them individually, but they all earn the right to be on the team right now. And, you know, that's the big thing. We all have to. Like, it's not just them. Coaches and players alike, we have to earn it every day. We have to earn the right to be here. It's very much of a privilege to be in this league and be coaching and playing. So just going to need to earn it every day.
Mark, I speak for the fans when I say I want to hear you yelling rock and roll into the microphone many, many times this season. And the season is finally upon us. Brian Cushing, very, very happy about that.
Camp's tough. Camp's not fun. You know, it's just one of those things. You know, it's a necessary evil. You get through that, and then, you know, it's go time. You know, this is what you practice for and prepare for all year long is the games, and we're right there.
Brian Cushing already entering his eighth season. My, how time flies.
Where'd it go? It's my eighth season, too, with the Texans.
It is. Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, just the same.
You
right?
Remind me a lot of... No, you really don't. Not at all.
Well, a little bit later, you're going to match wits with a dog. You'll see.
Yes.
And we've got a one-on-one coming up with Kareem Jackson. Don't go anywhere. This is Texans Huddle.